BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here is the Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Today on the show was all about raising as much money as we could for Comet Relief. As I arrived off the train in Liverpool, I had a little idea.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
It's good to be back. Lucine Preston says, "No pressure, Scott and Chris, but I am counting on you to help get me through this horrendous assignment that I'm doing today. Thanks in advance." Yeah, don't worry about it. I've got something that could be really good today. I've put on my Twitter that it's going to be a very special show, and lots of people are speculating why that might be. Maybe I'm announcing something about Radio 1's big weekend, but that's in Norwich. And today, we're not in Norwich, we're in Liverpool. And we're not actually in Liverpool for the reason of the thing I'm about to sort.
Right, so what is it? Are you just having a good day or something? Is that the special thing? I mean, what is it?
I'm having a great day, thanks.
Right.
It's whether you are going to or not. Right, okay, let me try and tell you. I'm trying to sort something today, which is quite a big thing to sort. But if it comes off, it will be absolutely brilliant.
Right, is this why you're weird? Does this involve me?
Yes.
Right, I knew it. I knew it because everyone around here started going funny. I knew there was something on.
This is why everyone around you is where you can see people kind of running in and out and flapping a little bit, and you're just sat there watching them. You're the only one not flapping, right?
Well, do you think you should tell me then?
I'm going to tell you, but I don't know whether it's going to happen yet. But if it works out, it will definitely be one of my favourite things that we've ever done on this show.
I mean, it sounds vague. It sounds vague.
I'm being vague because I don't know if it's going to happen yet.
Okay.
So therefore, I don't think it's really worth you knowing what it is yet.
Is this something I'd enjoy?
I don't know. It would depend on what mood you're in entirely.
Okay.
But I saw, because we're in Liverpool today, I saw the Vine that you put up earlier, because I got the train after you, didn't
I? Yeah, without it cause showbiz.
No, not cause showbiz, because just a bit more sleep. Anyway, so so I saw the Vine, and you've got kind of, you obviously went for a walk, and you've got like different things that are in Liverpool on your Vine.
Yeah, I was just really excited to be here, so I started, I just tried to make a little video of everything about Liverpool.
And it does, the Vine does feature something in Liverpool very impressive.
I know what you're talking about. Is it the horse with the...
No. Although they are impressive. Mm. But it's not that. I mean, people in Liverpool must walk past that every day and be like,
it's
wow.
It's quite a statue.
What a horse.
So your plan involves a horse?
No, it's not the horse. It's something else here in Liverpool, not the horse, that is very impressive. What? Okay, let me... Right. When we're closer to seeing if it's going to happen, then I'll tell you. There's no point you worrying unnecessarily.
What do you mean worry?
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Scott Mills here.
It's really strange what's going on. It's people keep leaving the room, having conversations about something, coming back in. Saw someone just give a thumbs up to you.
Yes.
Just before you started talking. Now, I don't like it.
Someone says, OMG, is Chris doing the Police Mersey annual swim? Brr, it's a bit cold for that. Yeah, it is.
Am I?
It's not that. No. Right, okay, so I'm still not 100% this is going to happen today, but I think we're at the stage where I can say it on air. Because we say loads of things on air that don't actually end up happening. So can I say it? Okay. Right, so this is what I want to do this afternoon. And it's been a bit last minute, this, but the important people, the people that need to be informed of Liverpool, have been very accommodating so far.
Well, what do you mean? No one has told me anything.
No, well, you haven't needed to know yet. Because it hasn't really involved you up until now. So if there's enough support from the listeners of Radio 1 for this to happen, and if there's a demand for it, because I am going to ask something from you, the listeners, as well first, but if enough people want this to happen, this is what I think. It does involve you. It's something I want you to do.
Right.
So this is what I'm thinking. Do you remember, stick with me on this, do you remember yesterday I posted on my Twitter that video of you raising a lot of money? That was 2 years ago for Comet Relief. Now, what were you doing in that video? Can you remember?
I was riding up and down the big lifts at the BBC.
Yeah.
The glass lifts. I was doing it in my pants.
That's right, just in your pants. Now, we all remember that, don't we?
Oh, it was... I appreciate it raised good money for charity, but...
Like, a lot of money.
I can't lie, I didn't enjoy all the freeze frames and the screen grabs of the video.
So you might remember this. Chris was only in his pants riding the big glass lifts at the BBC in London, where we work, because we're on the 8th floor normally. And everyone saw you. Newsreaders, Radio 1 DJs, all the staff, thousands of people.
Yes, my boss was waiting for me at the top.
Yes, he was. And thanks to social media, all you lot saw it as well. But we did raise a lot of money, and there was a big demand for it. Do you see where this is heading at all?
I worry where this is heading.
Well, yesterday I thought we could do that again, because it's Comet Relief time again.
But we're not at BBC building.
No, we're in Liverpool today, and I'm doing a show here tonight, so we needed to be here today. But this is a great idea, and we're taking advantage of being in this city to do it. So this morning I thought, well, Greg's in Uganda raising money for Comet Relief, and today we're in Liverpool. I was thinking, what about if we could do something much bigger and much better than you riding up and down in those glass lifts and try and raise even more money?
Where are you going with this?
Right, so I'm thinking, don't just get in your pants in the lift at Radio 1. I think make it properly public.
What?
So the impressive thing, going back to your Vine that I saw, was the Wheel of Liverpool. Have you seen that? It's huge.
Right.
It's the big wheel. It's like the London Eye, but Liverpool's version of it. And it's lots of glass boxes. A lot of cities have got this now. Just going round and round. And everybody can see you.
So what's been arranged without me
knowing? It's not quite arranged yet. But what about, let's say, if you were to get into one of those glass boxes...
everyone around is nodding away as if this is a thing. No, it's not a thing.
And then you just simply drop your drop trowel. So no jeans, no shirt.
We've done just this.
I know,
we've
but
done this
we've
before.
Not done it in a Liverpool with a Wheel of Liverpool, have we? Or any wheel. Just
Mills,
the
it's
lifts.
Cold outside.
It is cold.
From anything else.
What pants are you wearing today?
Just the...
Are they good ones?
I don't know. Just pants.
Well, have a look
mate.
Now.
Why are we talking about my pants on Radio 1?
It is very cold, so things may appear smaller than they actually are.
This is... This is not something I've agreed to do.
No, but go along with it. It's for charity. Are you turning your back on charity? Is that what you're doing?
You told me we were going to have an epic lunch today, so that's not happening.
Right, so here's the thing. This can only happen if we raise loads and loads of cash for Comet Relief. So I'm saying that we need to get, from scratch today on this show, should we say £50,000?
50 grand!
For Comet Relief!
That won't... We raised £5,000 on our show yesterday.
I know, but this is possibly
in
your pants in public.
No, that's fine then.
And also on Facebook and Twitter.
That's fine.
And everywhere.
50 grand. If you think you can raise 50 grand, but honestly, it's half one already. You're not... I think you struggle to do that.
Well, let's see... You're not sure about 50 grand, no? It's quite a lot, isn't it?
It's quite high.
Now I've said it. However, if you would like to see Chris in his pants on the Wheel of Liverpool, which is the joint 17th biggest structure in Liverpool, but when you're next to it, it's massive, it's big, then please text the word HELP to 70703. You will donate £3 to Comet Relief. Or you can go to the Radio 1 homepage and donate more if you so wish.
No, that's great, but no one... It's 50 grand. We won't get there.
We can do this.
It's fine.
I'm confident of it. Think about it. Everyone will just be looking at you this afternoon on Twitter,
on
Facebook.
It's a nightmare situation for me. I'm not that kind of guy.
Okay, well, let's see how we do. It's a big ask, but if we get it, you are going to go... Do it for me. You're going to go in that big wheel in Liverpool, in one of those glass boxes, riding around for quite some time. What do we think, everyone? Fancy texting the word HELP to 70703. Do it now to donate your £3. You know that Greg's in Uganda all this week. This will make a lot of difference to a lot of people's lives in Africa and here in the UK. So please keep texting HELP to 70703 to donate your £3 if you want to see Chris in his pants again, this time in a big wheel in Liverpool. Think about it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Today we're in Liverpool. Just a little show I'm doing tonight. That's not the reason that I've asked for you to ride on the big wheel in Liverpool today. It's just that we're trying to raise loads of money for Comet Relief this week, aren't we? So it's quite handy that we're here.
I appreciate that. But I've just seen the picture of the wheel that you've put up on your Twitter.
It's massive.
It's a big wheel.
So I'm saying, and this is a big ask from you lot, but think about how much fun it would be. I mean, this is just a load of nonsense. We're trying to change people's lives in Africa this week, but I think this is a good way to get people donating. So if you want us to help change people's lives, this is you that's going to be doing this. Text the word HELP to 70703. That will donate £3 to Comet Relief. All the terms and conditions on the Radio 1 website. And the money you donate isn't just covering the cost of the clinic that Greg's visiting this week. It will help to improve healthcare massively for other communities across the whole of Africa. And it will be quite fun to see Christmas pants. So please keep texting HELP to 70703. Like, 50 grand is a lot of money. I appreciate that.
It's a ridiculously large... to be honest, I think you've set your target too high.
I think we can do it.
The hard thing is, I kind of want people to donate. It's a great cause, I get that. But I'm really not keen to do the wheel in my pants.
If you have been listening to Radio 1 so far this week and you haven't donated, but you're thinking, oh, I'll get around to it, think about this boy in front of me now, in a massive glass box going round and round on the wheel of Liverpool.
You need to get me onto one of your tan people. I feel like I should start doing push-ups. I've been winter bulking.
Oh, I know.
I'll be honest, I'm in a bit of an embarrassing shape.
It's not been out for a while, has it? The body, I mean.
Yeah.
Right, okay, I'm getting word that the man at the wheel says it's good to go.
This is the power you have. I like being your friend, but also it's potentially dangerous.
Think about it, we're saving lives. So Danny's just text. He says, texted, feel good, £3 in, get pants boy there as soon as possible.
Pants boy.
Gillian says, I've texted times three for Chris and his pants on the wheel. Dan Hemming, thank you for your tweet. He says, I've done my donation for Wheel Pants. And Amy says, I'm
Wheel
in...
Pants? Wheel Pants. Is that what it's become?
Yeah. And Amy says, hooray, I'm a student in Liverpool. I've just sent my donation and I will wait by the wheel.
No live audience.
Well, there's, right, it's quite public. There will be a live audience. All this week, Greg is shining a spotlight on where your money from Comet Relief goes. Obviously, we're doing this as a bit of fun today, but we're just trying to get this money and as much of it as we can in for Comet Relief. Greg is in Uganda at just one of the places where your money goes. Hi, Greg.
I am so on board with this idea. I've just heard the last little bit. Yeah. Can you explain? Sorry, I came in halfway through that conversation just then, so... You're going to go... Sorry, say it. What's going on?
Okay, so we're in Liverpool doing the show today. So there's
it's last minute, yeah, as you can hear.
And there is a Wheel of Liverpool, a bit like the London Eye. I know they have one in Glasgow for a while, which goes round and round, the, you know, in the big glass boxes. And you know we did this in the BBC Lifts before, a couple of years ago. It raised quite a lot of money. I'm saying 50k to Comet Relief gets my friend Chris here in his pants, riding round on the wheel before 4 o'clock. It's got to be before four, though, so we've got to all pull together on this.
So on board with this. Chris, you're doubting the Radio 1 listeners. Look, you know deep down, Scott, you know deep down, I know deep down that the Radio 1 listeners want to see this happen.
Of course.
So I don't think they want...
I mean, you don't have to be in Liverpool. Let's not think we're not going to put it on social media.
Yeah,
all of it.
I don't think they want to see. I just think they like the idea of joining in you winding me up. That's what's appealing here.
Whatever it takes to raise the
money. Whatever the motivation is. Yeah, whatever the motivation is, that's fine. That is brilliant. If that happens, if we get another 50 grand out of just that, then that is unbelievable. Way past any of the targets that we thought we'd get for day two. That is, honestly, that would be so brilliant in all ways, in almost every way. This is win, 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 win.
Win. So you're at the clinic, which is one of the places we're helping this week on Comet Relief. If you can just like tell us a bit about how it's been over the last couple of days, what's happening, and also kind of when people do donate to see my friend Chris in his pants, what they're getting for their money, basically.
Yeah, well, we have had such a brilliant couple of days just meeting so many people who either work there or are being treated there. And they know that this is a huge deal. They are so, so excited about this new clinic being built. They are absolutely so excited about the whole thing being completed, and they will have a place to go. They will have a place where they can go to get better, and a place that won't necessarily make them worse, which is what the old place was like. So, okay, for example, £3 that you'll be donating now for this wonderful cause, and also with the view to seeing Chris on the Liverpool Eye.
Sure.
£3 could pay for a community health worker in Africa to visit up to 20 pregnant women in a month, giving them support and advice. That is just £3. £10 could buy a solar lamp for a health worker in Africa so they can deliver babies at night. It sounds so simple. It sounds so basic that obviously not everywhere in Africa has electricity. In fact, very few places in where we are in the rural areas have electricity. So, you know, £10 will buy a lamp, and £30, okay, would pay the monthly cost of a community health volunteer to visit mothers and children living in African slums. And it's, I mean, that's just the tip of the iceberg. 20p, for example, can buy malaria medication for one child in Africa. So this money will get put to such good use by Comet Relief, and I can't urge everyone enough to get on board with this. And we are so grateful so far. The amount so far is absolutely brilliant. If we could get another 50 grand by hook or by crook or by man in pants in a wheel, then that is what we should do. We should absolutely do it. You know, this is a small sacrifice for you, Chris. You should take one for the team here.
I mean, it's a cold day in Liverpool, so don't judge
it. It's very cold.
But this could be quite incredible. And the amount of tweets I'm getting from people screenshotting when they've just donated the £3 is brilliant. So maybe you've been listening to this over the past couple of days and you've been thinking, yeah, I'll do it at some point. Do it now. We've only got till 4 o'clock. My target is 50k. But I really, really hope, because the Radio 1 listeners always pull together on this, I really hope we can do this. Text the word HELP to 70703. That will donate £3 to Comet Relief and will do amazing things for lots of people less fortunate than us in Africa and around the world. So all the terms and conditions on the Radio 1 website. If you want to give more, you can go on the Radio 1 homepage and do that there as well. But the money you donate is covering the cost of this clinic and many others like it and healthcare facilities all over the continent of Africa. So please, if you haven't done it yet and you want to see my friend here in some pants on the Liverpool wheel, text the word HELP now. Even if you did it once, if everyone listening did it once, we would get it like that straight away and he'd be out the door and on the wheel before 2 o'clock.
Just quickly, you know, yesterday we did this big push when Deb was covering my show. About 5:10 yesterday, we needed about 15 grand to finish off the day and reach our target of 40 for day one. And we did a thing where we wanted to create like a little club, and Dev worked out that it would be all it would take would be 5,000 listeners. And bearing in mind there's millions listening to Radio 1, all it would take would be 5,000 listeners to get that 15 grand. So, you know, do the maths. I can't do it right now in my head. But do the maths and be part of that magical number of people that we need to raise this right now.
I think someone's already done the maths for us on Twitter. It's around 16,000 listeners, which we've
16,000 people, that's right.
16,000 people need to text now. And, like, if you're listening, you're part of millions of people that are listening now. If we all did it, text the word HELP to 70703. It's £3. It's not much money. And it would be worth it for lots and lots of reasons.
Worryingly, this seems achievable.
It does now,
it's
right?
It's such a massive number, though.
Of course it's achievable, because the listeners, you know, it's great to be part of a gang. It's great to make someone do something with an action that you can do on your phone. By people texting now on their phone, that will make you go onto a wheel in your pants. That's amazing.
That is nuts. I mean, it is. The way when you
possibly
put it like
yes.
that, that's... No.
Right, text the word HELP to 70703. Thank you, Greg. We'll speak to you soon.
Thank you very much. BBC
Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
So, Chris, you're all up for this, aren't you, if we get 50 grand today?
50 grand's a massive number.
I can't
say no to doing that. I just feel violently underprepared.
I know what you mean. But, I mean, it's a great thing to do.
But I'll do it.
Yeah.
I will do it.
Yeah. Of course. Adam says, I want to be in this club. I like it that people think they're in a club. So I've just donated 10 times. Your underwear is clean, Chris, yes?
10 times.
10 times. That's incredible. Hello, Hayley, who's just donated £3 by texting the word HELP to 70703. She's donated £3 5 times, she just says. Sorry, thank you.
Mills, am I dancing in this box? What's the game here?
Oh, yes. I mean, if you can throw in a dance move, that would be fantastic.
Should we say people who donate can suggest the dance moves?
Yeah. Do that on Twitter, at BBC01. Ian says, I definitely want to see Chris in his pants again. It's been too long. Right, just to give you an idea, I mean, it's a massive ask, this. But as I said, if everyone texts the word HELP to 70703, it'll just take £3 off your account. That will go straight to Comet Relief. But obviously this is quite a last minute idea. Just to give you an idea, since 1 o'clock, we've only got £5,206,000. So we are going to have to up this quite a lot. I mean, that is fantastic. And thank you very much if you have donated. But we're just over £5,000. I'm trying to get to 50K before 4 o'clock, before we go off air.
It's a big number.
It's a massive number. But I'm confident we can do it if everyone just gets their... Let's all get our phones out now and just text. Get your phone out.
Even me?
Yeah.
Okay,
so, got your phone there? Everyone get their phone, go to new message, and then it says 2 at the top on most phones. Just type in 70703. All right? 70703. And then the only thing you need to text is help, and then press send. So I've put it in to 70703. Then where you put the message, you just put help and then press send. I'm doing it now. Everyone do the same. Done. And then you'll get a message saying, thank you for donating to Comet Relief. We promise to do great work with your money. Everyone does that now. We're going to be so much closer to raising 50K.
But we're at 5,206 so far. So that works out, what are we at, 1/10 of the way?
So the wheel's not going to happen anywhere close at the moment. So let's keep pushing on this. The word help is all you need to do to 70703. It's just £3. What is that? Is that buy a pint these days? Maybe two?
It's, yeah, I mean...
Not even
if
two
you
pints.
Can afford it, it's proper cool thing to do.
The Scott Mills Daily.
We're in Liverpool today, so we've taken advantage of that by seeing if we can get Chris on the Wheel of Liverpool just in his pants. But I need your help. If we don't get to 50K, it's not going to happen. And we need to have it before 4, because our show finishes at 4. We're trying to arrange some filming right now so that you'll be able to see all of it happen. Thank you so much if you have donated so far. We really do appreciate it. Text the word help to 70703 and donate your £3 to Comet Relief. On the phone, Phil, hello.
Hi, Scott, you all right?
I'm good. What's going on?
Good, yeah. At this moment in time, I'm just getting ready for work. Now, I work on the trains in Liverpool, so unfortunately, if this goes down, I'm not going to see Chris.
Oh.
So I'm absolutely gutted.
Hey, you know what, though? You won't be far away. Just keep checking your phone, because it's going to be all over it.
I know, yeah. So I've done my part in donating my money to charity.
Do you know what? We really appreciate it, because it's a big ask, this, and I know that we always ask a lot of Radio 1 listeners, and, you know, some people can't really afford it very much, but it's £3, and I really do appreciate you taking the time and money to text that. Thank you so much.
It's all right, and for the sake of taking your pants off, you know, it's not much.
No, it's really staying on. Well, I don't know, maybe you've
unless
been...
Unless plans radically change again. I mean, maybe, I wasn't expecting this, to be honest.
Maybe you've been mistold what's happening, but, like, that's the only thing that would be on. Worth £3, though, right, Phil?
Yeah, definitely.
And
Chris, it's, be a hero.
Exactly. Do you feel warm and fuzzy now?
Definitely.
I like exactly. That, warm and
warm
fuzzy.
Warm and fuzzy. Well, you've really made a difference, so thank you. Love you, bye.
Yeah, thank you, love you, bye.
Radio 1, who's that, please?
It's Eliza.
Hi, Eliza, what's going on?
Well, I heard about Chris. I donated immediately.
Did you?
And do you know what it was? It was how much he doesn't want to do it that made me donate.
Yeah. I mean, he...
Maybe I changed tact.
Oh, hang on, I just kicked the bin with excitement.
Isn't that a saying? doesn't that mean that you just...
No,
don't worry.
That's the bucket. hang on a sec. I'll do it again.
Yeah, good. Here's the thing. I really want to raise the money, because it's an amazing thing to raise money for.
He'll do it for 50K. Of course he will.
That's where we're at. I'll do it for 50K.
Because it's a great amount of money for a great cause.
I'll tell you what, I'll donate more if Chris will do a dance.
Oh, yeah, and there's a dance that's going to happen.
Is there a pole or anything in these...
A pole?
You want a pole?
A bit of pole dancing?
Like, we're trying to find cameras to go down there. Like, a pole might be a slight problem.
I mean, you can request a dance move, I guess, if you want.
Yeah.
Yeah, anything sort of Beyonce-inspired would be pretty good. That would get an extra £3 out of me.
Sure.
All right.
Okay, well, keep texting help to 70703.
Beyonce.
Yes, I'd love that. Someone says, I can't buy 1 pint for £3. Please tell me where you drink. It's because I it's because I don't drink pints. Well, there we are. You see, it's the price of a pint then. It's nothing, is it really? If you were going to go to the pub tonight, spend it on this instead, because it would be funny. And also, it's a great cause.
Yeah, the cost of a pint for a good cause, you know.
So text the word HELP to 70703. You will donate £3 to Comet Relief and let the sausage see the wheel.
What?
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Now, all this week, Greg James is in Uganda, as you know, for Comet Relief. He is helping to renovate an old, dilapidated health clinic into what will become a clean, fully functioning healthcare facility for lots and lots of people in the area. But when we're asking you to donate, whether it's just to see Chris and his pants on the Liverpool wheel a bit later on, it's not just this one place that you're helping. You're actually helping people to get better health in communities all over Africa. Just for a minute, imagine maybe your girlfriend or your wife or your sister having to give birth to their child in absolutely horrendous conditions. There sometimes aren't enough beds, so people have to give birth on the floor. The smell is disgusting because there is bat urine and different animals' urine sprayed all across the walls. And then when the child is born, it's the thing of keeping them safe because there aren't enough mosquito nets to go around, which puts newborn babies and also their mums at a massively high risk of malaria, which is rife in Uganda. Now, to put this into perspective after what I've just said, a mosquito net will cost £2.50. And every single minute, malaria kills one child under the age of five. So if you can send one text this afternoon, you could have bought that mosquito net that saved a child from malaria. It's the thing that mothers are even afraid to sleep when they've given birth because they're worried that without a mosquito net, while they're asleep, their baby could contract malaria, which obviously could then threaten their life. And it's not just that. Your money will be used in all sorts of different ways. If we all texted just once now, everybody listening to this show right now, we could do even more. Your one text will cost you £3. Just text the word HELP to 70703, and that £3 that you've spent on us will go straight to Comet Relief. Just a tenner would buy a solar lamp for a health worker in Africa so they can deliver babies at night and they can see what they're doing. Now, I went to Uganda a couple of years back, and I visited an HIV ward. Honestly, the most awful situation I've ever seen people live in. Desperate people, no beds, their families with them, looking after them, also staying on the floor. It absolutely stinks. It's not clean. And there just isn't enough money for them to get the care that they need. £10 of your money could pay for a week of meals, healthy meals, for a pregnant mum living in Africa with HIV, which will help her and her unborn child to stay healthy. So if you could please send that one text now. If everyone listening that can afford it did that, we would be able to help them so, so much. 600 kids in Africa die every day just because of something like diarrhea. If you send a text, that will cover the cost to vaccinate a child against a deadly virus that causes diarrhea. And just think how good you'll feel when you've sent that £3 and when you've texted. And then you can say you've done your bit. It's all good. £3 really isn't a lot of money, but I'm telling you, it really, really will help. I've seen it for myself. And you'll be helping someone that really, really needs that help just by sending one text. So if you can, text the word HELP to 70703 and that will donate £3 to Comet Relief. Thank you so much.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, so earlier I came up with the idea that it might be fun today because we're in Liverpool. Well, not fun. Well, fun for most of us, but not for the person in front of me. If Chris could maybe ride the wheel of Liverpool in his pants. This is all for Comet Relief. You know that Greg's in Uganda this week, raising as much money as we can. However, I did put quite a high price on it. I said that we needed 50 grand only raised in this show today. So 50 grand total before Chris even thinks about going into one of those glass boxes that go round and round high above Liverpool and drops trowel.
This is nuts. This is, it's very strange.
So many people have donated, and thank you so much if you've done your bit and sent your £3 by text to Comet Relief. Gabriella's done it. She says, I feel good now. Jordan Smith has done it. Also, we've got Gemma, who's saying, I'm well up for this. Simon's been on. And also Kim, also donated £3. We've got Amy, who's just donated her pocket money for this week. Thank you so much. Paul's been on. And also Arlene, and another Amy, and Taylor. Mark says it's worth £3 all day long.
But that's
drop trowel now.
But that's the thing. I think dropping trowel on the wheel is worth the generosity that people are showing.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't... I think 50k is a lot of money.
It's a lot of money.
But it's worth doing the pants thing if that can be raised.
Absolutely. We're trying to get this sorted. I don't know whether it's going to happen. I don't even know whether we're going to get even anywhere near this total. Someone that might know is Greg James in Uganda. Hello, Greg.
Hello, everybody. I have some statistics in front of me. I have checked my WhatsApp group with Lenny Henry and Richard Curtis, and they've sent the figures through.
You're in the big league.
The Comet Relief HQ.
What have you got?
Okay, so we started in that chat we had at about 1:45. The chat, after that chat, they registered £5,206.
Yeah.
Pretty good, after just one little chat.
Okay, that's good, but it's not then, nearly enough.
15 minutes later, there was another update that got sent through from Comet Relief HQ, which took the total in your show to £17,402.
That's a massive jump.
Yeah, ridiculous.
Then at 2:15, there was quite a significant jump to £29,167.
Oh, no, this might actually happen. This might actually happen. This is incredible.
I mean, that was half an hour ago.
And at last count, at 10 minutes ago, so just before 2:30, your time, it was £36,127. So we are very much on course. This is incredible.
Oh, wow.
Absolutely amazing. That takes the overall total of the two and a bit days so far for Operation Health Comet Relief to £124,053. That is unbelievable. Unbelievable generosity. That's mind-blowing. So
thank you so
much. We're on course.
So much. I know. But the thing is with the logistics, which I'm only just thinking about now, because
this is happening, then.
Because it's gone up quite a lot.
Potentially.
Is that we need to get to the Wheel of Liverpool, which is how far from here?
10 minutes.
15 minutes. Okay,
I'm not walking in my pants.
And
as
we've
well.
Got
Let's
to
make
do,
that clear. From
the, we've got to do this minutes. Before 4 o'clock, because obviously our show ends at 4 o'clock. So we need to get this money in pretty soon to make this work.
I've been doing some mathematics. So, much like what happened yesterday at 5:10 when Dev was on doing my show, when I was here, we needed roughly 5,000 people to get the extra money. So, and that happened, in apparently, according to the nerds, in about 3 minutes. It was unbelievable generosity. So I've worked out that we need 4,624.33 people to text right now. All we need is that amount of people to text right now, and we will smash that £50,000 target that you set at the start of your show today. So we need 4,624.33 people. Be that 0.33. That's what we need from you right now, people.
As Greg said, once again, absolutely amazing generosity from the Radio 1 audience. We cannot thank you enough, and we promise your money will go to a good place, and it will go to someone that really, really needs the help. Okay, so here's the thing. I wasn't 100% this was going to actually work, but it might do. If you text the word help now to 70703, it goes straight to Comet Relief. The thing is, that's a great total. It's an amazing total, but we can't slow up now because we really don't have much time left. I'm saying we've got 15 probably minutes to raise this money, or a bit, maybe a bit more, but not that much time, because we've got to get Chris down to his pants. We've got to work out whether his pants are good enough to be filmed. Have you what ones have you got on today?
I just got the CKs, if I'm honest. You know,
right. And that's
the
fine.
Standard, yeah.
And they're clean, right?
Of course they're clean. Why?
Do you need to borrow any of ours?
Why would I borrow any of your pants?
Just be honest.
Did you bring spares with you?
I actually have, for a show that I'm doing this evening. They're white.
I'm not wearing your pants.
Or if you were at BBC Radio Merseyside today, check out the guy right behind you now. He's doing the afternoon show. Do you want to borrow his pants?
I'm certainly not wearing his pants.
No.
So, logistically then, we need to get to this wheel. That takes a bit of time.
Yep. Also, we've got people... we're trying to sort out filming for a YouTube for a YouTube video. Because obviously, if people have donated, they're going to want to see this happen. So, just after it's happened, you will be able to see this. We couldn't find any cameras that were working in Liverpool today, but we've sorted it. Obviously, I think there will probably be some homemade videos as well from general public in the area.
But no, general public won't be there.
Also, well, no, they will. It's a massive wheel. Like, it's in the middle of Liverpool. So I'm imagining there will be some homemade videos appearing on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram as well. But we need to get to 50K, and we can't do this without your help. If everyone listening now texted once the word help to 70703, we could send Chris to the Liverpool wheel right now.
This is...
Wait, stop. We have a new total that's just reached me.
Right.
We have a new one. We have a new one that has just come through.
Okay.
Hang on a second. It is... Oh, my God. Okay. 40,646 pounds. It is happening. It is working. We are getting there. We are getting closer.
Come on, everyone. Get your phone out. This boy wants to be in the Liverpool wheel in his pants.
Well.
He does. For 50K for Comet Relief. Think about where that money's going to go. Text the word help to 70703. Greg, we will speak to you very soon.
That is amazing. Thank you so much, chaps, for doing it. It's ridiculous. I hope it happens. So 10,000 more. We can all do this. Be part of that magical 4,000. Let's go. The Scott Mills
Daily. So many people on Facebook and Twitter talking about this afternoon. You right there, Wheel Pants?
These are crazy times. I am potentially dropping trowel
on a wheel.
In a wheel in Liverpool.
In public. I know.
My mum will be proud.
I know. Oh, is she listening? Because she's really so proud. I really
hope not. And I shouldn't have said that because even weirder circumstances, you've got her number.
Yeah, I do.
And you will text her.
I might text her in a minute, actually. Be proud.
Definitely not.
Your son's about to drop trowel in Liverpool.
No.
Ash of Derby says, I've just got my workmates donating also. Get them legs out, Starkey.
Fair play.
Hannah and Josh listening to Radio 1 on a 5-hour coach journey to Manchester to support Cambridge United. Get your phone out. Text help to 70703. Sean from Devon says, I've just donated. I can't wait for this. Well, it might not happen yet. We need to get £50,000, which is a big ask. We're not there yet. And we've got not long at all. This is the final push now. Otherwise, it's just not going
to
happen.
I really worry that people are stepping up, though. As Greg said, it was like 4,000 people need to do it. And it feels to me that, judging by Twitter and text and stuff like that, people are going for it. And it's a scary prospect in an hour from now.
We've got to do this. We've got cameras at the ready. We've got people down at the wheel.
Have we?
Yeah, there's a person with a truck there now. I don't know what he's doing.
Oh, who invited him?
But it's definitely looking like it could happen. But without the money, it can't. £50,000, that's what we need in this show today for Comet Relief. Hello, Kitch.
Hello, my darling. How are you?
I'm all right. What's occurring?
What's occurring is that I think that for the final push, maybe people need to be asked where they are. If you catch my drift, get a bit of a Delia Smith on the go.
Oh, I see.
You did confuse me for a second there.
So you want Chris from the wheel to shout, where are you? Delia Smith at Norwich style.
As loud as he can.
Have you donated?
I've donated 4 times. If you say you're going to do it, I'll do it 5th time.
Oh, I 100% will do that for you. It'd be an honour.
Brilliant.
Brilliant.
Good. Underwhelming.
Yeah. So you've donated £3. You feel good?
I feel brilliant.
Good. All right, listen, thank you so much for donating. Thanks, Kitch. And we'll get Adelia, where are you, in there for you, all right? Just for doing that.
Excellent.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Yes, Lucy, what are you saying?
Hi, Scott. Hi, Chris. How's
you're
it
right?
going?
Hey.
Yeah? How are you doing?
Yeah, we're good. Where are you?
I'm in Norwich.
Oh, home of the big weekend.
I know, we're so excited, can't wait.
Yeah, but you're excited also to see Chris in his pants on a wheel,
yeah,
aren't you?
I think I'm more excited about seeing that.
Okay, right, so listen, have you texted, have you donated?
Of course I have, yeah. I did it after I heard what you were talking about with the mosquito nets and stuff, and I just thought, of course, I can afford that, so yeah.
It's really nice of you to do that, and thank you everyone that has donated, because, you know, Radio 1 does this a lot, and it's, you know, text this, text that, but everyone steps up and does it. And I think when you hear
absolutely,
and when you hear stuff like about the malaria and about the mosquito nets, which is, you know, it's £2.50 for a mosquito net that could save someone's life, then it really kind of brings it home to you how easy it is to kind of do your bit. So thank you so much for donating. If we reach
no worries.
If you reach 50K, then it's going to happen, and we are going to film this somehow and get it on Radio 1 YouTube, but only for 50k.
It has to happen. It has to happen.
Sure. I just want to reiterate, it's really cold outside, okay?
Yeah. What do you mean?
No, just that.
Just want to say that.
You can keep yourself warm with all the dance moves.
No, the thing is, though, what will happen on YouTube is we'll put a video up, and he needs to say that because people will put comments about things, you know, about what the contents of the video, and he just wants to say that it's really cold today.
Why go into so much detail? Everyone understood that you don't need to over-explain
everything.
I'm
trying to help you out.
Stress me out sometimes, you do, with the way you talk about it. I try and make a little disclaimer. And you go off on one about the sizes.
No, but I know. I just know what you're trying to say, so I just wanted to reiterate it.
All right.
Thanks, Lucy. Thanks so much for donating.
Thank you.
Love you. Bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
What a strange day.
Right. Really strange for you, is it?
Yes. Could potentially be about to get stranger for you, too. So, today we are in Liverpool. Just a little show I'm doing tonight in an arena. And we
you are unbelievable.
But we have taken advantage of the fact we're in Liverpool today because there's a massive wheel here called the Wheel of Liverpool, which is huge. And we thought it'd be a good idea to have Chris. Well, I thought it'd be a good idea to have Chris maybe riding it in one of those glass boxes in just his pants if we get 50 grand for Comic Relief. Greg James is in Uganda. He's the man with all the totals. Hello, Greg.
Hello and good evening from Uganda. Okay, I have some totals for you. In fact, people are rushing towards me now. I think we might even have an extra updated total. Okay,
I'm surrounded by
Radio 1 One Extra and Newsmeet Team Uganda. Yasmin Evans, are you excited about this prospect?
I'm speechless.
The photographs of Chris Stark potentially on that wheel will be wonderful.
I mean, come on. We need to do this. We need to see a bit more skin, Chris. Show it us.
Weird way to
and
put it.
I have Chris Smith with the news here in Uganda as well. Chris?
It's a tense atmosphere, Greg. Will the trowel be dropped? Will the trowel remain undropped?
It's the question on everybody's lips this afternoon. Okay, and so I think it's only fair now to cross to Chris Smith with the news for a man with a voice which just shouts out authority. A man that you believe every word of to make this a reality. So let's start off, Chris Smith, with the news where we began. Just quickly go through those totals.
Okay, so we started off with £5,206 on Scott's show, then went up to £17,500, then £29,000, £36,000, and then the last time you heard from us, we had £40,646. Quite a long way still
so
to go.
So much money.
By my calculations, that's just under 10,000, Chris.
Yes, your math is quite correct, Greg. But we do,
thank you.
We do have an updated total for you, Scott,
yes.
And particularly for you, Chris, if you're ready, which is £58,739.
What? What? Is
trout.
Oh my God. That is absolutely
unbelievable.
Brilliant.
How's that happened?
In what? Just 2 hours today, we've raised 58 odd grand. Thank you to your generosity. You, the Radio 1 listener, are helping so many people out you do not understand for Comic Relief. It also means that my friend Chris here now has to get to the Wheel of Liverpool double quick.
No, I can't say no to that.
No, not really now. We've raised 58 grand.
The weirdest thing will be tomorrow when I have to explain how it shot up so much to the people at the clinic.
Right.
And I'm going to go, well, we managed to get, you know, 50 grand in about 2 hours. I go, how did that happen? You're not going to believe this. There's a man in London who decided to go and sit on a big wheel in his pants.
And they'll
so
be like,
you go.
Oh, that's the kind of thing you do to raise money in the UK.
Say,
sure.
The big total now, for the last one and a bit days, the grand total so far of £146,664. That is absolutely phenomenal. Thank you so much for all being as weird as us and making this weird thing happen to Chris Stark.
That's such good work. Thank you, everybody. I didn't even expect that. That's so... I mean, when we started this out at 1 o'clock, I was like, we're probably not going to get it. He probably won't have to be in the wheel of his pants. I know he does.
No, I guess this is where I now have to step up.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
And
yeah,
drop trowel.
You look a bit hot and a bit stressed.
I've gone red. I've noticed. I'm feeling hot.
Okay, so we said earlier that obviously when Chris heads to the Wheel of Liverpool, which you need to do now during this next song, we said that we would make a YouTube video, which you'll be able to see later. So we would film it and then put it on YouTube as soon as we could. The great news is there is a BBC truck in Liverpool, which means that you will be able to watch it happening live.
How is this stuff happening around me?
So, like you would when you watch one of Fern's live lounges, or like you would when you watch an innuendo bingo, you'll be able to see this as it's happening on the Radio 1 website. And I'll tell
you
how soon. But this is... You'll be able to see this as it's happening. You'll be able to see every single glorious, awkward minute of it.
I just want to say, it's very cold outside.
All right, just a little disclaimer there again. Thanks, Greg. That is an amazing total, and thank you. Well done, everyone. I knew the Radio 1 listeners would do this again. How much is it again? Just tell me the total again.
The grand total is £146,664. That is the running total. And we are going to stop the clock on your 50 grand challenge at £58,739. Unbelievable. That is just going to make such a difference and change loads of stuff out here.
I'm so proud of everyone for doing this. That is bonkers. All right, Chris, get to the wheel then. I'll let you know when it's streaming live.
The Scott Mills Daily.
We're in Liverpool today, and I should be now able to speak to Chris on his mobile phone. Hello.
You're right.
Are you there?
Hello, Scott. Yeah.
You're okay. You're right.
I'm really close. I can see the wheel. It's turning. It's massive. And is now a good time to say I'm not great with heights?
I didn't know that.
Just not something I'm keen on. I mean, we'll all be fine. Just not massively keen on it.
So earlier, I set us all a challenge of hopefully raising £50,000 for Comet Relief to see Chris in his pants on the massive wheel of Liverpool. Unbelievably, with the help of you lot, we've got 58 grand raised in just about 2 hours, which is incredible. Thank you so much. If you want to see the pod that Chris is about to be in, I'm just looking at it now on the Radio 1 website. It's pretty scary.
It's ridiculous. I'm just looking at it. Chris, who works on the show, has got a phone on him and he's showing me the view from the pod. It's ridiculous. I must point out, it's freezing cold out here, Scott.
Yeah, I know you keep saying that. So the video is live now on the Radio 1 homepage. So if you donated some money to this, you'll want to watch this. It's going to happen live on the Radio 1 website. Get it on tablet or mobile. And at the moment on there, until Chris actually gets in the pod, you can see the wheel of Liverpool and you can get a real idea of what Chris is about to do. Get it on your computer, tablet or mobile now. Just type in Radio 1, go to the homepage and you'll see what he's about to do on there. Man, that is high.
It's high. I must point out, I'm going to be breathing in. Listen, as you know, Scott, I've been winter bulking, all right?
I know, okay. Listen, I've got to go, but get yourself ready and we'll speak to you in about 10 minutes. You can watch it live on the Radio 1 website. It's exciting times.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, I've got a new total. Thank you to you, the Radio 1 listener, ever generous. We are now up to £59,286. That is the current total. Thank you so, so much. It will change people's lives all over Africa, as you've been hearing with Greg in Uganda this week. If you can afford it, text the word HELP to 70703. That money, £3 of it, goes directly to Comet Relief. Okay, right, so now's the moment. If you've just got home from school, maybe you are a little bit bored, last couple of hours at work. If you go to the Radio 1 homepage right now, on computer, tablet or your mobile phone, you can see the pod that Chris is about to stand in just his pants. It says there, Chris Stark will be here in his pants, live from Liverpool. And we've got a camera inside one of the pods, looking over. Beautiful sunny day in Liverpool. Ruth is watching on her mobile in Knaresborough. She says, go for it, Chris. It does look a bit shaky up at the top. I know what you're saying. Are you on the phone there, Chris?
Hello, Scott. You all right?
You sound nervous.
Well, you could say that. I mean, it's quite an intimidating atmosphere. You've managed to get a camera in front of me, which seems to be following this whole thing. There's a few people gathered around. Hello, you all right? Here to watch this. Yep, good. A bit of a crowd. Didn't ask for that.
A slight crowd, is there? Good.
Yeah, so we're just walking towards there now. And then I think the plan is just to walk straight onto the wheel.
Right, okay. So what are you on? Like a footbridge at the moment, are you?
I'm on a footbridge. I'm just going over a footbridge. Sort of a small elite crowd seems to have gathered around me.
Yeah, I've just got a tweet from Sarah. Sarah Hill, waiting to see Chris on the wheel. And just taking a picture of the wheel as well.
Okay, now the struggle I'm going to have now is I'm using one hand to be on the phone to you.
I can see you now.
But, oh, hello, you're right. And I'm also using, I'm trying to derobe one-armed, which is a new one.
If you go to the Radio 1 homepage right now, you can see Chris. He's just walking along the footbridge and he's about to get into the pod on the wheel of Liverpool as he generally just discards his clothes.
Come in. Oh, cheers. Oh, no, it's better than that. I seem to be handing my clothes away now. That's fine. I take it we'll get that back at some point, will we? Okay, good. So I'm just heading towards the wheel. It's a lot bigger in real life, if that makes any sense. It's a big one.
Yeah. Oh, there's loads of people waving you and joining you on your journey. Look, that's nice on the footbridge.
Yeah, yeah. It's nice to have a bit of support, I think. So, yes, I'm being told to hurry up, so I will speed up slightly.
Watch this now on the Radio 1 website. Get it on your computer. You can watch it on your mobile phone if you're on the move. You can watch it on your tablet. It is ridiculous, but we've raised 58 grand for Comet Relief, so it's amazing. 59 grand now.
Just need to man up a little bit. Must point out, it's freezing cold. You all right?
I like that girl that just took your coat off you.
I know someone's robbed my coat. That's nice. I need to try and get in this. This cold day.
It's going to be pretty cold up there. We can just see, if you're looking on the website now, you can see pictures of the
pod. Right?
I noticed you've just undone your flies there, so that's normal.
I'm just chucking the clothes around, Scott,
yeah.
And in the hope someone's going to grab them. Heading up to the pod here. I just want to say a big thank you to everyone who obviously donated money, but now this is the point in which I suffer a little bit. I feel like I'm in the middle of a weird dream. Does that make sense?
I do know what you mean, but what the people want. They've raised 59 grand, you know?
I mean, I'm literally...
At least it's not raining or snowing.
Okay, I've been told to get in the pod. Oh, yeah.
Oh, here we go. Shirts off. Yep.
Okay. It's a small pod. It shakes a bit.
Yeah. Hello, you're in the pod now, right?
I'm going to just start dropping trowel mills if you're...
You go for it.
With that.
Remember, if you like what you're seeing and you can afford it, keep texting the word help to 70703. That £3 goes to Comet Relief. There's a man that looks a bit like Tiny Temper now leading you up to the pod.
Yep. You're just catching up with me. So I'm currently in the pod. I imagine there's a little bit of a delay on the video right now.
Okay, this is what people are seeing.
I'm going to take my T-shirt off. One second.
Oh, no. Oh, there is a crowd now as well. Look.
My head off the ceiling.
Nothing to see here.
Ah!
Are you all right?
It's a low roof.
Oh, you just hit your head.
Low roof. I feel very...
exposed?
Weird. Yeah, I'm really struggling to sum up how I'm feeling, but thank you, Great Britain, for raising so much money for Comet Relief. It's the very least that I can do. It's my little bit. I will be breathing in. I'm sorry that I'm not tanned. I'm sorry I don't look like David Beckham.
It's fine. You've been winter bulking. It's fine. Okay, right. We'll leave you to it. I'm going to play a track. But if you want to keep watching it, you go for it. It's on the Radio 1 website for everyone to enjoy right now. Everyone that chipped in and raised this £59,286 for Comet Relief. Chris is currently without anything apart from pants on the wheel of Liverpool right now with loads of people watching him. Go online on the Radio 1 homepage, on your tablet, on your mobile phone. It's happening there right now.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
I am enjoying all the screenshots that people are taking and now putting on Twitter of them watching it. Even Regan there is watching with her dog. I can see like the dog there watching it on a laptop screen with Chris and his pants. Chris, are you there now?
It's so high, Mills. They've already started the wheel. It's so high and it's shaking.
Stop holding your crotch, please. People can see it on the video. And also, Lolte, you're still wearing socks and shoes. Hi, ladies.
No, I've left my socks on. It's I don't know if I said it's freezing cold out here, mate.
It is pretty cold, isn't it?
Freezing cold.
But Sophie says,
a lovely view of Liverpool right now.
Sophie says, casually watching Chris stuff his pants while at work. What have you put down there, please?
Nothing.
Right, sure. What were those extra socks for, please?
Nothing. Scott, it's a very low ceiling in here.
I can see that it's a low ceiling. I'm watching you now. Live. You're on a live video stream. Like, millions of people are watching you.
Really?
Yeah, that's happening.
I mean, that's a weird thing to say from inside the pod.
Emma Jane says, I'm just watching. Yeah. My video's buffering. Trousers are nearly off. You're such a tease.
Yeah, I just apologise to everyone, but is possibly the strangest moment of my life.
Yeah. Is it fine now you're up there, or are you still feeling really stressed?
I think we're going round again. So that's happening. I might sit down on this one.
Have a sit down. Go on.
Oh, Mills, this is honestly the weirdest thing you've ever made me do.
I know.
Mills, I've known you a while. I'm sitting
in a pod on a Ferris wheel.
Yes, you are.
In my pants.
Yes, you are.
And you're telling me millions of people are watching. It's just a very weird experience I'm having right now.
Yeah. But we've raised £59,286. And remember, if you haven't donated yet, this poor boy is in the middle of freezing cold Liverpool city centre, waving at people in just a pair of black boxer shorts, going round and round on the Liverpool wheel.
Get a selfie.
Do a selfie, do it.
Quick selfie.
So if you can afford it, donate £3 by texting HELP to 70703, which is what this has all been about today and is all week with Greg in Uganda. 70703 and the word HELP. Oh, Chris, I think you're going round again. I'll speak to you in a minute.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily. Shake it
off. Taylor Swift, Shake It Off. If you're watching Chris on the Radio 1 website going round and round on the Wheel of Liverpool in his pants, you'll have noticed a couple of sly dance moves were happening there. Hi, Chris.
Hi, mate. You all right? Yeah. I'm now on my fourth rotation. I was told it was going to be one.
Right, so it's rotated four times now and you're still there.
I'm still there. Honestly, the roof's so tight in here, mate. And I'm not complaining about the dancing conditions, you know, but it is a struggle to dance. And as soon as you try and do anything, even the in-betweeners, it shakes violently.
Yeah. This is quality. I don't know why I'm watching this. Respect, says Richard in Shropshire. Sarah's been on Twitter saying, Chris, you're a babe. It's flipping freezing in Liverpool today, so fair play, all in the name of charity. Ali's very much enjoying it. Also, Pat on Twitter and Emma says, well done, you've raised so much money today. Sophia just whiling away the last hour at work, watching Chris go round on the Liverpool wheel in his boxers. Maybe they'll let you off soon, eh?
Can I get off when we get down to the bottom? So I'm at the top. Do you want me to quickly do the Delia thing for the person who rang in earlier?
Yeah, because they donated quite a lot. So do your Delia Smith thing.
All right. Is it a weird one? Where are you?
That's great.
Come on!
They'll enjoy that. And now I can speak to Greg James in Uganda. Hi, Greg.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, we're listening. We're sort of crowded around the radio like it's the old days. We're all just in this. Yeah. It's unbelievable. We couldn't see it, unfortunately. Yeah, so thank you to everyone for sending screen grabs.
I see that you've been retweeting the screen grabs, but it's quite great, right?
The best. Yeah. The absolute best. It's been what a day today. And thank you so much to everyone for making it happen. If you texted in, you made that madness happen. It's quite high. I was looking at the pictures. It's
really
high.
Impressive.
I'm just looking at him now. He's really, really high up above Liverpool now. And it's, I don't know why it's so funny, but it is. Greg, have you got a new total for us?
I have. I've just got a quick question. How many times have you gone round, Chris?
Yeah, I'm not doing it anymore. Come on.
This is fourth rotation now.
Fourth. Okay, so your final total for what was raised in your show for this challenge on its own.
Oh, no.
£60,422.
That is brilliant. 60, thank you so much. 60 grand just to see you in a pair of baggy Calvin Kleins.
Which takes classics. Today's total, mate, from the Breakfast Show with Douglas Booth and then Fern and then you with Chris in his pants. And we've still yet to do, Dev from 4 till 7. Today's total so far is £102,388, which is incredible, which takes the overall total to £148,347. That is absolutely phenomenal. Way ahead of what we thought we'd do after just 1.5 days.
Thank you so much. Chris, what are you complaining about? I can just hear you going, oh no, oh no.
So I've been ushered out of the pod. I've just left the pod. I'm just wearing socks.
All right.
Pants.
Yes.
In all different places. And there's a little group of people here. So I just want to say thank you so much for raising money for Comedy Relief.
I saw the crowd.
And that was weird. And I don't want to ever do anything like that again. And Scott, you're next.
I understand. It's been 2 years since you did the riding in the lift. That took it up a level. But we raised, just in this show today, over £60,000 for Comedy Relief. And that's because of the generosity of you, the Radio 1 listener. Thank you so much for today. And Dev is next on Radio 1.
Thank you so much, guys. Thank you.
Thank you so much. We managed to raise over £60,000 for Comet Relief just to see Chris in his pants on the Liverpool wheel. We really appreciate it. Back tomorrow at 1 on Radio 1. And our guest is Stephen Fry.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.